Swami, so here we are. I was going to ask first if Ramamurti would come up. He's going to read for us a poem from Whispers from Eternity, I Was Made for Thee Alone, which is a beautiful poem in itself, and it's also significant because when Swami was a young monk, he said he used to recite this poem every meditation, and it very much epitomizes what his life was about.
I was made for thee. I was made for thee alone. I was made for dropping flowers of devotion gently at thy feet on the altar of the morning. My hands were made to serve thee willingly, to remain folded in adoration, waiting for thy coming. And when thou comest, to bathe thy feet with my tears. My voice was made to sing thy glory. My feet were made to seek thy temples everywhere. My eyes were made a chalice to hold thy burning love and the wisdom falling from thy nature's hands. My ears were made to catch the music of thy footsteps echoing through the halls of space, and to hear thy divine melodies flowing through all heart tracts of devotion. My lips were made to breathe forth thy praises and thine intoxicating inspirations. My love was made to throw incandescent searchlight flames to find thee hidden in the forest of my desires. My heart was made to respond to thy call alone. My soul was made to be the channel through which thy love might flow uninterruptedly into all thirsty souls.
Last September, thank you, Ramamurti. Last September, we were fortunate that Swamiji was with us for a few days before he went to Europe, and he was here for his spiritual anniversary, which was September 12th. And because his health has been extremely unpredictable for years, it was decided that instead of expecting him to do a program, we would do a program for him, because a few days later he was doing a big public program. So we made up this wonderful program. People wrote letters of tribute to Swamiji, and it was really glorious, and we rehearsed. And then he said, "Why am I not talking?" And so it completely went out the window, and he sat here, and many of you remember, to a very full temple, he talked to us. Well, those were beautiful letters, and I asked Nishkama and Adam to share what they wrote. So Nishkama, would you come first, and maybe Adam, you can read after him. These were letters that were written and given to Swami and meant to be read to him in person.
Dear Swamiji, happy anniversary. Thanks for your offering yourself as a clear channel of truth. Thank you for showing me how to transform a life of pain, anguish, and hopelessness, in which I knew there was a way out, an antidote, but did not have a clue to what it was, into a life of purpose, service, and joy, where I have come to realize why I am here and how to become who I really am. Thank you for helping me to realize, with increasing faith, that whatever comes to me is always a very personal gift of love from Divine Mother, presented to help me move in the direction best for me towards self-realization, even if I do not have a clue as to how it could possibly help. Thank you for introducing me to my guru, without whom I had been desperately adrift spiritually, but in whom I now have an eternal friend who will show me the way to freedom as long as I live my vow of discipleship, of unconditional love and obedience to him. And thank you for exemplifying how to be a good disciple, showing that finding my freedom in God entails expanding my sense of self to include all creation and serving as Master's channel of blessing to all mankind, and demonstrating that serving the presence of God and Guru in all others is a beautiful way of serving oneself. My love to you.
I will forever be grateful to you, Swamiji, for building Ananda, a place that I can call home, a place where I meet people for the first time that feel like long-lost friends, a place where I can seek God with full support of all those around me and help others on their path as well, a place where I can find answers to questions I never thought answerable, and where eternal truth is explained in relatable terms. A place where ever new joy is a way of life. A place where I feel Master's presence as strongly as in any shrine. Thank you, Swamiji, for your lifetime of service. Thank you for setting the example of perfect discipleship and for showing me how joyful service can be. Thank you for training Asha and David and all the other great mentors I have with me in Palo Alto and around the world. And finally, thank you for leaving behind an inexhaustible legacy of teachings from which to draw strength. For all these things and anything I've forgotten, I'm forever grateful to you, Swamiji, for being the expression of the divine that you are.
Only of thee, train our hearts.
All of you to come to the altar now and receive the touch of light from the Masters. As you approach, offer a prayer of gratitude to the infinite Christ, in whose love our line of Masters have descended that we might all come to God. Pray too for the grace to share with all what you have received, as our mentor and dear friend Swami Kriyananda did from the first to the last breath. For you are a part of all that is. May the light of the infinite Christ shine upon you.
Om Christ, Amen. Om Christ, oh. Om Christ, Amen. Om Christ, oh. Om Christ, Amen. Amen, Om Christ, oh. Om Christ, 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 Amen, Om Christ, oh. Amen, Om Christ, oh. Om Christ, Amen, Om Christ, oh. Om Christ, oh.
Helen is going to share with us a poem from Whispers. The title of it is After This, and it was Master's description of what it would be like after he left his body and went off into the infinite, so it seemed a perfect way for us to tune into Swamiji, and then after we listen to this, we'll stand and send him an om and blessing.
After this, after the prison petals of this earth life fade away, and my soul perfume disappears with the mighty cosmic wind of spirit, no more would I be confined in the flower cage of life. If I must return, however, let it be to mingle the dewdrop tears of other prisoned souls with my own, that I may show them the way by which I myself won my freedom. Oh, I would not mind dwelling for a time in the roses and the daffodils if it were by my own free will. But forever to stay even behind the bars of beauty, reveling in the sun rays, violet and gold, I care not. No more will I be compelled to live in even the most beautiful golden heaven. To me, it would be only a cage. Freely from flower to flower will I fly. I will wear the dark veil of the night. I will shimmer with the myriad stars. I will be this very light. I will be the waking of the dawn. And I will shine in the warming rays of friendship. I will be the shepherd of stray souls and also the humblest lamb in all his fold. I will be the most famous among men and the very least known in a cosmic cycle. I will be the tiniest cosmic spark and will also roll with the mighty vapors of life, dashing myself exuberantly upon rocks of worldly strife. I will be the clouds wearing rainbow garlands. I will puff out bubbles of planets with my breath, then float them on the tides of space. I will be the babbling brook and the voice of the nightingale, As emotion waves, I will surge on the sea of all beings. Holding to the little flotsam of laughter, I will float to the endless shore of supreme bliss. I will sing through the voices of all. I will love everything and everyone with the love of God. The hearts of all will be my heart. The souls of all will be my soul. And the smiles of all, my smile.
When Swamiji was visiting us once, some of you may remember, he was sitting on the floor there, and when it was over, we wanted to bless him, and so we were all gathered around, and I was being very solemn. "Visualize Swamiji," I said, and he perked up. "Why visualize me? I'm right in front of you." So he remains right in front of us. Please stand. And see Swamiji at the feet of Master, in the embrace of Master, in the freedom of Master, in the infinite light, and both in blessing and in gratitude. Let us use the power of the Om to connect our souls and our spirits with His forever. Let's end our service today by singing "Thy Light Within Us Shining."
Thy light within us shining has shone where freedom lies. From earthly walls confined, soar in spirit's skies. How oft like sheep we've strayed apart, now guided by Thy rain. In inner freedom of the heart, our night has turned to day.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Divine Mother,
Divine Mother,
Friend, Beloved God,
Friend, Beloved,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
Babaji Krishna,
Babaji Krishna,
Lahiri Mahashaya,
Lahiri Mahashaya,
Swami Sri Yukteswar,
Swami Sri Yukteswar,
Beloved Master,
Beloved Master,
Paramhansa Yogananda,
Paramhansa Yogananda,
Saints of all religions,
Saints of all religions,
Beloved Friend and Guide,
Beloved Friend and Guide,
Swami Kriyananda,
Swami Kriyananda,
with heartfelt gratitude,
with heartfelt gratitude,
we thank You for Your life,
we thank You for Your life,
of service and dedication to God,
of service and dedication to God,
for all that You have given us,
for all that You have given us,
to light the path,
to light the path,
that we now walk,
that we now walk,
we are eternally indebted to You,
we are eternally indebted to You,
help us to pay back,
Help us to pay back
what we owe in gratitude.
What we owe in gratitude.
By turning to our brothers and sisters.
By turning to our brothers and sisters.
And offering to each.
And offering to each.
The same loving hand.
The same loving hand.
That you have offered to us.
That you have offered to us.
May thy love shine forever.
May thy love shine forever.
On the sanctuary of our devotion.
On the sanctuary of our devotion.
And may we be able.
And may we be able.
To awaken thy love.
To awaken thy love.
In all hearts.
In all hearts.
Oh. Peace.
Peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Go out with joy.
I will live in joy.